You're listening to SBS News.
Ashley Stevenson was living with two other women last year, but when those housemates moved out at the start of the pandemic, she couldn't find new tenants and was unable to cover the rent.
Because of the lockdown, I wasn't able to get anyone else in, so I couldn't sign the 12-month lease and I just had to move out. And I had nowhere to go, no money, real estate. Just weren't taking people who were unemployed. So I've been couch surfing ever since with a short stint in emergency accommodation.
Ms. Stevenson is 65 years old and has struggled to find full-time work since 2013, despite having a tertiary certificate and diploma and extensive experience as a pathology collector and horticulturist. When the federal government brought in the coronavirus supplement to increase Centrelink payments, things got a bit easier.
Well, it meant that I could go to the dentist for the first time. Since I lost my last job, it meant that I could get a pair of new glasses. I could buy high-quality food instead of just eating pasta or, you know, anything that was cheap and filled my stomach. I could afford fuel for my car so I could get around better.
But when that additional support was slowly removed, Ms. Stevenson felt the difference.
Oh, well, it just restricted me in every way again. Even though I was no longer paying rent, I help out the people that I stay with in other ways by, you know, helping pay bills and doing chores for them. It meant that I had to go off two of my medications. It meant that I couldn't go back to the dentist. It meant that I couldn't go and see specialists.
Her story reflects new data that charts Australia's experience of the pandemic. The findings by the Australia Institute of Health and Welfare reveal that increasing income support payments significantly reduces homelessness. Government support programs that were introduced during the pandemic, such as the coronavirus supplement and JobKeeper, reduced homelessness in the past financial year by around 5% nationally. Specifically, 12,200 fewer people presented to homelessness services. Analysis also shows that homelessness increased again when that additional income support was slowly removed. Homelessness Australia Chair Jenny Smith says this proves homelessness can end if people are given an adequate safety net.
During the lockdown period of the coronavirus, when the government virtually doubled our job seeker payment, for the first time, the number of people coming to our homelessness services went down. And it stayed down until that doubling of the job seeker payment was slowly tapered off and then pretty much back to where it was before the lockdowns had started.
She says the data provides strong evidence on how to address this issue through policy.
And so we have, in fact, in extraordinary times, seen an unexpected experiment of what happens in our community when you do increase the Centrelink payment to something humane. And that's what we had for a short period of time, for several months, and we saw homelessness decrease significantly right around the country. It's back and above where it was before the start of the lockdowns. So, you know, while it's not a perfect experiment, it's pretty strong evidence about part of what needs to be done to stop the growth of homelessness.
The sector is pushing for the federal government to increase the rate of JobSeeker from $45 to $69 a day. Organisations are also advocating for an increased rate of Commonwealth rent assistance payments by at least 50%. Charmaine Crowe is the Program Director for Social Security at the Australian Council of Social Service. She says lifting support payments means people can live above the poverty line.
When those payments were doubled for that six-month timeframe last year in response to COVID, that just gave people some breathing room. That enabled them to afford their rent and not be at risk of eviction because they just couldn't keep up those rental payments.
She says that extra money can make a difference for the unemployed to keep a roof over their head and put food on the table.
We speak to people every single day who are having to make really tough choices between whether they pay their rent or they eat three meals that day or they pay the electricity bill that's come in. You can't do it all on JobSeeker. Life was made much easier when the government doubled those payments, but now JobSeeker is back to $45 a day, and that's why we're seeing people continue to struggle again.
Unemployment, low-income support payments, escaping an abusive home, complexities such as addiction or mental illness, and being part of an at-risk group such as older women can all contribute to people experiencing homelessness. The housing market is the other side of the coin. Some of the rental policy responses from state governments during the pandemic, such as the eviction moratoriums, rent variation frameworks, and rent relief schemes, provided a short-term solution. But Ms. Crowe says the lack of social housing and affordable rental properties across the country means those options are out of reach.
Obviously, we need investment in social housing so that people on very low incomes have a chance of getting a roof over their head. ACOS is calling for a funding boost to deliver at least 20,000 new social housing dwellings.
While the issue persists, Ashley Stevenson wants to see attitudes towards people experiencing homelessness to change.
Please don't see the jobless and the homeless as down and outs. I'm a well-educated woman. I've done many roles. I have a lot of experience. It just seems that we are seen as some kind of voluntary element, that we choose to be poor, that we choose to be jobless and homeless, that we're lazy. I would like to see them change their attitude towards us.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.